The question was asked, we discussed that a person can't pick and choose, and a person is never told, do this transgression and not that transgression. We're not allowed to do any transgression. So then the question was asked, well, why can't we just weigh which transgression is worse based upon the punishment? So technically you are correct in assuming that the punishment does give us a weight to the transgression. That is true. The simplest place you could see it, we learned it in the Rambam, in second chapter of Pirkei Avos, in his commentary on the Mishnah. The Rambam clearly says, we see the weights of the Averos based upon the punishments for the Averos. So that concept does exist. But we have to remember, all prohibitions are asur. So if a person is going to say, well, I got to decide, I feel like eating pork today, but I could do with a meat and milk mix. I just need one or the other. Which one should I do, Rabbi? The answer is neither. They're both asur. You don't ask me which poison should I take. The answer is neither. They're both forbidden. So what we were discussing yesterday is that generally in halacha, when someone comes to a rabbi and says, gee, I'm going to sin. Which sin should I pick? We don't answer him. We say, don't pick any. We don't tell him, well, pick this one. We tell him, no, this is forbidden and that's forbidden and don't do either one. There can be an instance where a person is going to have to choose. Let's say a person has to, he has 12 hours to bring medication to someone that's ill on Shabbat. And that person lives 5 minutes away. So he's going to go bring it now. He has 12 hours. He's not pressured in time. So then he could look and say, well, if I do it this way, I'm going through public domain, I'm going to do a biblical prohibition. If I do it that way, I do a rabbinic prohibition. Why not do the rabbinic prohibition? Right? That's prohibited and that's prohibited. But being that I'm going to have to do one of them, so then I do choose the lighter one. A person has two forms of medication he must take. So we say, even if you have to take non-kosher medication, we don't want a person to die. So we tell the person, fine, take the non-kosher medication, but now I have to choose. Which type of non-kosher medication should I take? This one is a prohibition that's a lav, and this one has kares. This one the Torah says don't eat, this one the Torah says don't eat, and if you eat it, the person dies young, his children die young, and all that. So we say, okay, so take the one that's a simple prohibition. There are times where we apply these weights. If we say I'm going to have to forgo one of them because of a medical issue, or whatever the reason might be, then we do apply these weights. But when a guy walks in and says, Rabbi, I'm going to sin, it's just a question of which. So we don't answer him. We say they're all prohibited. Don't do any of them. We don't start saying, well, this is this much and that's that much. We say, no, this is prohibited and that's prohibited and don't do either one. That's what we said yesterday. Clear? On this point or something else? Yes, sir, but yeah, well, were you...